Do you have no direction?
Are you trying to make sense of this absurd existence that we experience on a daily basis?
Do you wish to find meaning in this existential quagmire that is the daily grind?
Well, come on down to CITR for Volunteer Wednesdays from 11 to 1 p.m. every week and find your meaning in life. No experience is necessary, so what are you waiting for, Sisyphus? Life is knocking.
Down. My name is Chris Connolly from the band Hot Panda, also known as your professor. Let's get one thing straight. If there's some of you that think this class is going to be a walk of the cake or a flop about in the park, you are sadly mistaken. Half of you will drop out. And the other half of you will wish that you were dead. If I could offer any advice to those of you still hell-bent on attempting to pass my class, it would simply be to keep your radio tuned to CITR 101.9 when you're in Vancouver.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Vancouver on UBC campus. Thank you so much for tuning in. You are listening to All Access Pass, and we are back. This is our first episode back since July, and it's been a really long time. We've really missed you guys. We have been reorganizing ourselves into the new school year. So for those of you listening to us for the first time, our show tackles topics of equity, inclusion, and accessibility for people with diverse abilities, both visible and invisible, and both on and off campus. So today we have three people speaking, including myself. These two people are not, the other two are not present right now. So they've actually pre-recorded their introductions. So I want to introduce you guys first to DP. She's an awesome member of our Access Collective.
My name is DP Lale, and I have been part of the collective since November of 2015 as a co-producer and after, and an on-air host since January of this year. I've been a community member at CITR for 4.5 years and continuously work as a news reporter for CITR's News 101 by producing and airing stories on various of topics that I am passionate about. I am also involved with CITR's Accessibility Committee team and produce host the annual show called Access Day. I got involved with All Access Pass due to my experiences producing stories on the topics related to disability and accessibility. I was also interested with the fact that All Access Pass is a unique radio show that isn't your regular mainstream radio program. It is different in a sense that the Access Collective members will cover topics on equity, inclusion, and accessibility for people with diverse abilities on campus and around BC. Outside of that, I love listening to music, do baking, play with my two dogs, love to hear inspiring stories.
Oh, and next is Estefania. She's another collective member, and she'll be speaking today.
Hello, my name is Estefania Solis, and I've been a part of the collective as of this past summer. I've been collaborating with All Access Pass in the areas of co-producing, editing, and co-hosting. I initially became involved with CITR and the work that they do as of January 2016 when I collaborated in a radio documentary called Inclusion of the Underrepresented, Diverse Ability in Media. Since then, I've been involved in other collaborations like the Student Special Hour, also being involved in CITR's annual show Access Day, and a radio piece that was aired for the Indigenous Collective, along with having the opportunity to go to the National Campus and Community Radio Conference in Ottawa this summer.
Okay, and as for me, my name is Desi Nair, and I'm a new member of the CITR team. I joined just last this month as the coordinator for the Access Collective, who helps create this very awesome weekly show. A little bit about me, I'm a GRSJ student at UBC. GRSJ stands for Gender, Race, Sexuality, Social Justice, and I am in my fourth year. Some random things about me, I enjoy taking photos and napping in weird places, not to mention that I'm super excited to support such a platform. I'm getting to boast important voices for your listening ears. So today we have a super packed show for you all today. We are going to talk about how the BC Transit clawback has been going, the newly released assistive software Nuance Dragon, and Canada's proposition for its first ever accessibility legislation, which is a super big deal. But before that, we have a song for you all. This is Swim Team Disgust.
Thank you.
Hi guys, we're back. This is All Access Pass. You were just listening to two songs by Swim Team. The first one was Disgust, and the second one was Tell. This is off their album from just this last December called Freedom and Constraint. So now we're going to be talking about the BC Transit Clawback. So for those of you that have been tuned into our show before, just this March, we were talking about how the BC government had proposed to increase disability benefits to $77 a month. This change was actually put into place just this last month on September 1st. Now, while this may seem like an improvement, this increase in benefit, you know, be an improvement, we have to keep in mind that the past disability benefit hadn't been changed in almost a decade, since 2007, and therefore not really accounting for the inflation over the years. As well, BC has one of the lowest benefits for disabled people amongst provinces. The biggest issue with this proposal is that it's not perfect. The provincial government has stated that they will be cutting back on the transit subsidy for people of all abilities, so that instead of paying $45 a year, people with disabilities will be paying a whopping $52 every month. So if you do the math, that's $624 a year instead of $45 a year. And if you deduct this from the monthly rate that they're now that they've now put in place, the benefit people will only be receiving anywhere from $11 to $25 a month, which in itself is not a lot. Not to mention that this has deep and damaging effects for people with disabilities in BC. Approximately half of the people that receive the disability benefit currently use transit. Disabled people who have protested this change have brought up the fact that they use transit to socialize and participate in their communities. And furthermore, without the reduced bus pass, some will have to make the hard decisions between feeding themselves for a month or transit. So why is the government proposing said change? Well, they argue that they cannot afford a larger increase on the benefit. They argue that it is unfair to provide subsidies to all people when some disabled people live in communities with less public transport. In some ways, they are saying that this is not a benefit increase, but more of a reallocation of funds. But their main argument coming forward is that it allows for receivers to benefit receivers of the benefit to have more of a choice of what they do with their money. On September 1st, this implementation of the clawback was met with protests that started on Broadway and Commercial Drive. The march was organized by the Association of Community Organization for Reform Now, also known as ACORN, and they marched all the way to the Ministry of Social Development. So that's it for that. If you'd like to know more, get involved protesting against this recent change, you can go to acorn.org. They're doing some amazing work to combat and kind of follow up this this implementation of the increase in disability benefits.
Oh. The issue of Discorder is purple. And you know, purple is the new green with envy.
You're turning violet!
The October issue features interviews with Puzzlehead, Swim Team, Kaiplant, and Poxy Sun on their new and upcoming release. We address the uncertainty of the Trans-Pacific Partnership for Artists and sit down with the organizers of Japanese Poets North of the 49th to discuss reconciliation through poetry.
Thanks to this month's sponsors, Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, the Rickshaw Theater, Fringe Festival, Zipcar, Jazz Records, the Astoria, the UBC AMS, Don't Argue, Redgate, Print Print, SFU Community Engagement, Live Van, the Vancouver Art Book Fair, the Rio Theater, the Vancouver International Film Festival, Vancouver New Music, and Timber Concerts. Pick up a free physical copy of Discorder around town or read online at discorder.ca. We gon' ride around the city, I'm gon' make your night.
Eat your cake, bake you off a... Hey guys, next up in music, we have Broken Social Scene, and after that, you're going to hear some Feist.
Yeah. my heart, I'll be the one to hold the gun. I know more than I knew before. I know more than I knew before. I didn't rest, I didn't stop. Did we fight or did we talk?
Band Go-Go's are pleased to announce a benefit concert and brunch Sunday, November 6th at the Trout Lake Community Center. Proceeds benefit the Grandmothers to Grandmothers project of the Stephen Lewis Foundation, supporting African grandmothers who are raising children orphaned by AIDS. The event combines delicious home cooking and soul-stirring live performances from Illiterati. Seating is limited, so reserve a ticket now by emailing eastvangogos@gmail.com.
Welcome back to All Access Pass. You were just listening to Feist's I Feel It All, and before that you were listening to Stars and Suns by Broken Social Scene. They're actually both from Canada. They're Canadian acts, and Feist was actually a member of Broken Social Scene, the song you heard before, I Feel It All, before launching her solo career. You may know her from the Apple commercial a couple of years back. She sang her song 1, 2, 3, 4. Now on to Estefania, who's going to tell us what is going on in the world of tech.
Today's episode of Reviewing Assistive Technology, we will be talking about Nuance Dragon. This past August, Nuance released their famous software, Dragon Naturally Speaking for PC, Edition 13, and Dragon Dictate for Mac. This software allows users to dictate and operate their laptops and computers via voice commands. Now, even though voice recognition software has been gaining popularity since the iPhone 4S added Siri back in 2011, it is still seen as a very useful tool. It is still seen as a very useful tool in the assistive technology field for those who may have visual impairments and physical disabilities. Today, we're going to cover why Nuance Dragon is one of the top speech recognition softwares out there and what enhancements have been made to this particular edition. Nuance Dragon offers speech recognition for two types of hands-free commands. And these two types are, the first one is dictation, which converts words into text. So an example of this would be if, say, you're in midterm season and you're trying to write that essay desperately fast into Word. Nuance Dragon actually helps out in processing your thoughts and your essays quite fast. The second hands-free command would be Operation. This means that Dragon supports any voice command that you use to navigate your PC or Mac, either for web browsing or if you're launching specific applications. Now, to talk about the Nuance Dragon Edition 13 that was just released this past August. Right away, some of the improvements that have been noticed are its accuracy for customizing the user's personal writing style and preferences by learning the common words or phrases that are being used the most. Also, Dragon 13 supports many microphone options from the one installed into your PC or Mac to any microphone that you may use. So this means that no headsets are required anymore. Plus, Dragon 13 has added full text selection, editing, and cursor movement to web applications like emailing systems, such as Gmail, Yahoo, Hotmail, what have you, and your web browser like Chrome, Firefox, or if you use Internet Explorer for browsing. They are calling this the mouse grid. So what it does is it divides your web page into 9 boxes that are numbered. Once you've zeroed in on a link that you want to click on, you must speak the command mouse grid. Then the numbered boxes will appear and your following command will be whichever number that box has that your link happens to be in. So you would say mouse grid 7 if that is the link, if that is the place where the link is in the box. So then once the grid box 7 is highlighted in the initial area, a smaller second grid appears closer to the link. And so basically you would keep saying the numbers until you've reached the area you want to click on. In other words, it's like playing Battleship with your PC or Mac. So here are the main enhancements for this edition of Nuance Dragon. Number 1, out-of-the-box accuracy. Dragon automatically detects and supports built-in and external microphones, and it works smarter to recognize your voice patterns without training. Number 2, improved virtual reality technology. Nuance claims that this edition is 15% more accurate in improved accent recognition for English language learners. Number 3, web interactivity. Dragon enables more specifications. It enables voice recognition for contact lists, Outlook, proper names, and web pages. And finally, number 4, quick and easy setup. To install Dragon onto your PC or your Mac, you simply select the language and the region of your preference, you test the mic levels, and you're pretty much ready to go. So, if you'd like to learn more about Nuance Dragon, you can find the 13th edition called Dragon Naturally Speaking 13 Premium for PC and Dragon Dictate available for Mac at their website at www.nuance.com. That's www.nuance.com. Their prices are starting at $199 and going up, depending on the level of speech recognition that you need, or depending on your business as well, or if it would be for personal use. So, as Colleen Handry, the Nuance Dragon product manager, puts it, speech recognition is a paradigm shift. Growing up, we have become so used to thinking through the keyboard, even though we speak 3 times faster. So with speech recognition, we can begin to use our mental processes much faster while gaining a clearer voice.
And thank you so much, Estefania, for speaking about tech and the new software, Nuance Dragon. When we come back, DP will be talking about Canada's new accessibility legislation. Stay tuned, but for now, here's Ton Avion by Les Trois Accords.
Quand tu pars, pas ton avion.
Accessibility news happening outside of UBC. Did you know Canada doesn't have accessibility legislation? The U.S. has had the American with Disabilities Act since 1990, but I guess it is never too late to change that norm, right? In August of 2016, Carla Qualser, who hails from Delta, B.C., was thrilled when Prime Minister Justin Trudeau gave her the position to go out and change the world. With this frame of mind, Ottawa's minister responsible for Canadians with disabilities announced a series of national discussions on the first national accessibility legislation. MP Qualthrough, who happens to be visually impaired, had to learn different ways of doing everything while growing up. She explained, quote, "When I was growing up, it was called accommodation, but today it's called innovation," end quote. With the new law forthcoming in the near future, Qualthrough is not only known as the MP of Canada and the human rights lawyer, but also happens to be a former Paralympian and World Championship swimming medalist. Due to Carla's experiences living with a disability, she is using different techniques for Canada to think about disability in a new way as she prepares for the country's first national accessibility legislation. The MP understands people with disabilities can only defend their rights once they have been ignored and says it can be, quote, "exhausting, expensive, and unfairly burdensome," end quote, and believes, quote, "when systems and spaces are accessible, every Canadian wins. Barriers are bad for business," end quote. Qualthrough illustrates the nation to, quote, "imagine the creativity that persons with disability must employ every day to navigate buildings, products, and services that were not designed with their needs in mind," end quote. And further comments by saying, quote, "development of creative products, ways of doing things, and ultimately a different way of looking at the world are key to Canada's quest for accessibility," end quote. Toronto lawyer David Lepowski, a co-chair of Barrier Free Canada, had called for a national law during 2015's election, was excited about Qualthrough's appointment and her mandate. He says, quote, "It's great that federal government is going to do a national consultation on this to hear from people," end quote, who also happens to be visually impaired. One of Qualthrough's main goal is to develop a common definition for disability that would apply to all federal laws and regulations and eventually be adopted by provinces. She adds by saying, quote, "Let's try and harmonize our approach to disability across federal government. That would be huge for Canadians," end quote. The Canadian government has received more than 700 submissions since the talk about the new law began in July and continue to have until February 2017 to give their views. Well, that is it for what's happening in the news on accessibility.
Awesome. Thank you, DP, for discussing the new Canadian legislation that's going to get put into place. This is super exciting. We actually haven't had, like she said, we haven't had legislation in Canada, you know, commonly putting out a term for accessibility issues. And now we're going to be back after a couple messages.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. The jazz feature that focuses on a concept, an album, or an individual artist will be heard at the beginning of the show every Monday night right at 9 p.m. after our opening theme and announcement. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hosting our 33rd annual Shindig. It's a battle of the bands at Pat's Pub every Tuesday night.
We've curated 27 rad bands to compete for the title.
Who will take the crown from last year's winners late spring? Come to find out. Fun fact, at this year's Shindig, there'll be fun facts for beers.
Thanks to this year's sponsors, AMS Events, Backline Musician Services, Canadian Music Week, Discorder, Vader Master Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Nimbus Recording, Thunderbird Radio Hell, Sixcent Press, Silver Fox Postering, Band Merch Canada, Blue Light Studios, Zulu Records, Fernie Brewing, and Print Print.
Come out to Shindig this Tuesday, November 1st, to see the Cut Losses, Jock Tears, and the Magic Circle.
Hey there, and we're back with All Access Pass. So that is it for us today. But before we head out, we just wanted to draw your attention to something going on UBC campus. This week, it's UBC Thrive Week, which is starting today and goes all the way till Friday. What is UBC Thrive Week? It is a week-long series of events focused on building positive mental health for everyone at UBC. There's a lot of really cool things to check out all throughout this week. I know if you're busy with exams, like maybe go and check it out, take a break. So go check that out. It's all the way till Friday. And that's our show for today. Thank you so much for tuning in to our first show of the semester. This has been DP, Estefania, and Desi for All Access Pass. All Access Pass is here every Monday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. If you have a story or issue you think we should talk about in the future, feel free to contact us at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. That's accessibilitycollective@citr.ca. We're also looking for some volunteers to get involved, so shoot us an email as well. We will see you all next week, and have a great and safe Halloween. And with that, I bid you guys adieu and happy week. With this next song, it is Heads Will Roll by the Yeah.
Head. Dance till you're dead. days, my partner and I pass through the world unnoticed. He's a he, I'm a she, and that makes us invisible. Except the time we crossed the border into the U.S. My partner wasn't a citizen of either country, so we had to park our car and request special permission to enter. At that time, his passport didn't indicate that he was male. So, as he had done many times before, he calmly explained why. The guard showed no expression. She simply nodded and left the counter with his passport, disappearing into a small office. While she was in there, five different guards slowly walked out of that office, each one trying but failing to appear nonchalant, and looked at my partner. Or I should say, looked over my partner. I was fuming. I wanted to call them out on it, but if I did, I would have ruined our chances of spending the weekend in Portland. Eventually, we were given permission to enter. Without a word, we walked back to our car and continued on our journey. I can't believe what just happened, I raged. My partner grinned and shrugged his shoulders. At the time, I was writing an article about how being queer was not just about being in a state of oppression. Some of us experience a certain pleasure in being a freak, and I called that experience freaking. Why aren't you mad? I demanded. It's just like freaking, he said. While I was raging at the customs counter, my partner was quietly enjoying messing with the border guards' heads.
All right, I'm gonna do it wrong. I'm about to spit in this mic like freestyle elfin, you know?
Okay. Wait, hold on. Does this make sense?
No, but who cares? All right, let's go. Finally, we... You're not even gonna last. All right. Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival, fountain, just back from France... Montreal? What the
f***? It's a script.
I couldn't even... What? Victoria's pretty good, not bad festival. Fountain just back from France. What are you even saying here? Oh, you're trying to say these are the things featured in this one. You should probably specify that. Because even a f***ing elf couldn't understand that, okay?
Think you can do better than an elf? At CITR, we want to have a variety of voices on the air. Want to write scripts? Do some voice acting? Broadcast your creativity? Volunteer with the CITR Production Department. No experience? We can also train you in everything required. Send an email to psas@citr.ca to learn more. And don't wait to get your voice on the air.
It's time to unlock the bathroom door and talk about Crohn's and colitis. They're lifelong diseases. They're on the rise among children under 10, and they involve severe abdominal pain, chronic diarrhea, and for many people, life-altering surgery. They're mired in secrecy and embarrassment, ignorance and fear, which only adds to the pain. It's time to make it stop. Crohn's and colitis. Make it stop for life. Visit crohnsandcolitis.ca.
That is Dick Valentine from Electric Six. You're listening to CITR 101.9, University of British Columbia. We're a problem, it's a problem solver. Guess who gets the call? Me, that's all. You're tuning with a black revolver. Guess who dropped the ball? The writing's on the wall. The president of the Copper Lady loves the Senate Green. From New York to Los Angeles and all points in between. Planning 50 million megawatts of gasoline.
Thank you.
Long life.